The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can comment on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on the video, there you are. You can go to the chat room and put things on there. There's a lot of people in there today, so we'll keep it for another day. I almost turfed it yesterday when no one commented. Today it's there.
Jared says, what are the odds the reason life expectancy is consistently going down is things like the fire challenge and Tide Pod challenge and stuff like that. It's probably a good... And people licking ice cream.
Licking ice cream and doing gender reveals where they blow up in a car.
Yeah. It's a dangerous world these days.
Oh, man.
That's part of it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people... and a bunch of people got the movie right that it was Beastmaster.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
See, I would have thought that would have been too old for you.
I don't know that I've ever seen the movie.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that I've seen that clip a couple times of Rip Torn.
Yeah, as the High Priest of R.
Yeah.
Really creative with the names there. But, yeah, I love that movie. It was one where I'm pretty sure I was a teenager and I watched it all the time. Lori Singer was in that. She was my first redheaded love. 713-780-ESPN. A couple other things. So my mother has medicine that's $2,000 a month on insurance. Yeah. So then I go to the dentist yesterday with insurance to pull two teeth, which is over $2,500. Yeah, I'm getting double whammied with that right now. And, you know, it adds up, man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Sean and Pearland, sorry if I'm late. Thoughts on Richard Seymour in the World Series of Poker. He's got a good run going. He's still
hanging around.
Yeah, he's still in there. It's been the best story I saw, and I wish I'd saved his name off of Twitter. He's a guy I've heard of before, but longtime poker pro. He's got about $3.8 million in cashes, since 2004. So not – you add that up, it's not really – it sounds like a lot, but when you subtract your entries and everything else.
Right.
But 3.8 since 2004. He's got a bunch of World Series cashes. He had never cashed in the main, and he played it every single year. And this year, he made the money.
Well, that's cool.
For the first time. I think it's like 15 years that he'd done it without making. I mean, that's almost impossible if you're a good player. And he's clearly knows how to play tournaments.
Yeah.
So the fact that he finally cashed this year was pretty cool. I'll try to find his name because I thought it was a neat story. I think it was on Poker News, which is I follow a lot of poker things. And I think Poker News is the one that tweeted it out. But I thought that was interesting. And, it's fine. I'm enjoying watching it. And a friend of mine asked me last night, he's like, you sorry you didn't play this year? No, I'm really not, because I had a lot of fun in that other tournament. It sets me up for next year. And so I'm enjoying watching this a lot more because I'm not getting that little pang of, damn, I wish I was there. Because I really don't. Because I could have gone. And I think I'm going to be better prepared to do it next year. But it's fun to watch, man. I love it. And a couple of guys that I played with made it pretty deep. So always fun.
Thoughts and prayers to Louisiana. Looks like.
Is that who's getting it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to mention who said we were safe.
I went to, I go every year to New Orleans in September for a long weekend. And we go to a bar called Avenue Pub.
Yeah. Been there.
And.
Been there on your recommendation, actually. It's now a must stop every time I go.
To me, it's the best bar in the world. You know, that I've been to. But they got water in their in the pub for the first time in the in their history. So they didn't get water during Katrina in the pub, but they've got it now. They had it this morning. It went down, and I guess all the pumps are working, but you could just tell. Like, and they're not even expecting the worst of it until the weekend. It's supposed to be
Oh, so this is just...
This is pre-crap. So
these are your outer bands, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying it could be up to 20 inches of rain between now and Monday.
That they can't handle
in New Orleans.
They can't handle that. I hope that's not the case. See, I would rather it come farther this way because we could handle that. They can't.
So,
Alan Kessler was the poker player.
Ah,
so, and he's I mean, he's got 62 World Series of Poker caches, 5 WSOP Europe caches, 67 circuit caches, 3 rings and 9 caches in the 2010 World Series of Poker, and had never cashed in the main event. I mean, those are pretty incredible numbers. So. Yeah, he's 3.79 million. He's earned 1.77 in WSOP and circuit combined.
Damn.
But had never cashed until this year. I love stories like that. It's pretty cool. All right, so the latest track, it's not coming anywhere near us, right?
No, I don't think we're getting anything from it.
Okay. I'm not going to put it in the wind.
At worst, we'll get like a rainstorm, so.
Well, what Stephen the weather guy was saying, if it's east of us, it's just going to get hotter.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get much of anything, which would suck. So, might ask you guys consider daily fantasy in addition to the traditional fantasy talk. I think we try to do that when Chris Harris comes on.
Yeah.
I think we work that in. TR sent a picture that someone had written on the wall. It says, no dickweeds. So he thought about me. That's a pretty good slogan. Tony has a what are the odds question. Let's see what he has to say. What's up, Tony?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Real quick, what are the odds that Phillip Rivers makes the Hall of Fame? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, that's a good question. No Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think if he could even get to one.
Yeah, I think if he wins a Super Bowl, it's a lock.
Even getting to one would probably get him there. Because I think in the end, he's going to be close. And I think over his career, he's been a better quarterback than Eli. But Eli's probably got a better chance because he's got two Super Bowls.
A way better chance.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's an interesting.
That's a good question.
Phillip Rivers is 8th on the all-time passing yards list. If he plays, I mean, he's 1,300 yards behind Eli Manning. My guess is he passes him.
Yeah, because I think
he's got more left in the tank.
He's probably got 2 years left minimum, and I think this might be it.
He is,
if Eli's even still the starter by halfway through the year.
He's 1,500 yards behind Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't know about Ben.
I don't know who's got more juice left. And he is currently a little under 7,000 yards behind Dan Marino, which would be the 5th spot. I'm going to go ahead and say the top four, he ain't going to make it.
Right.
He's not going to make it to Breeze, Manning, Favre, Brady territory. Those guys are all over 70K. So he's 15,000 plus yards away from those guys.
That's not happening.
And Brady and Breeze are still playing. So
somebody corrected me. It wasn't Lori Singer. It was Mark Singer and Tanya Roberts. Yeah, Tanya Roberts was the hottie. Sorry.
But then I think more about is where you sit on the all-time passing list, does that really dictate whether or not your chances are any better of being in the Hall of Fame? Because
at this point, no, it's like being on the receiving list, right?
Let me give you two names of guys who will break into the top 20 of all-time passing yards this year. Matthew Stafford, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
But, and this is going to sound crazy, if Joe Flacco can put up, you know, I don't know how many more teams are going to let him start, but if he ends up around 50K, he's got a Super Bowl ring, and he may have a better shot at it than Phillip Rivers, which
and a
is crazy.
Super Bowl ring that they won because he played out of his
out
mind,
of his mind
for,
yep.
the, for that round of playoffs. And yeah, and that's the thing. We've talked about this so
and
much.
And his win-loss record is really, really good. I mean, yeah, I don't know what's a Hall of Fame quarterback anymore. I don't know where the line is moving.
I think you almost have to have a Super Bowl.
But, you know, and,
he, and start with that and be and then be consistently great. For the like, because I think Drew Brees probably got in without a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but he's a dead mortal lock with a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, well, how many passing yards do you think Matt Ryan will have this year? Just guess.
4,200.
Okay, if he hits 4,200, he will be in 10th place on the all-time list. If he hits 4,500, he'll be in 9th, just ahead of John Elway. So, I don't know if Matt Ryan is near the quarterback that John Elway, Warren Moon, and Fran Tarkenton are, but those are the three guys that he's on his way to passing this year.
Well, and
it's just a different league.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's hard to compare passing numbers now to passing numbers then. That's why what Marino did was amazing, because he was putting up these numbers back then for a while. But just the same thing with receivers.
Well, even, I mean, Fran Tarkenton, too.
Yeah,
that was in like the 60s and 70s, and he has 47,000 passing yards.
Was he really 60s? I thought he was
1961 to 1978.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, a lot of it is that's a really long career, but still.
I think he was the quarterback when the Dolphins played the Vikings in Super Bowl VIII at Rice Stadium. One of my first sports memories. I was at Super Bowl VIII, and the Dolphins won. What's his like 21-7? I'm going to have to look it up now. But yeah, I was actually at Super Bowl VIII as an 8-year-old kid.
Lamont says if Moon is in, Rivers will get in. But part of what got Warren Moon in, I think, is that Warren Moon was sort of one of the first black quarterbacks to really have great success.
Because it's a Pro Football Hall of Fame, they gave him a lot of credit for what he did in Canada, which was pretty remarkable. Yeah, 24-7, the Dolphins won. January 13th, 1974, Rice Stadium. So I would have been 10. Yeah, 10 years old.
TW says, fair to say 04 was the best QB draft ever, Ben Eli Rivers. I'm going to go with the
83.
Yeah, Montana, Marino, Kelly, right?
It was Marino, Kelly, Elway. That 83 draft had 6 guys drafted, but you had... I'll look that one up. I'm pretty sure Elway was one in that draft.
Elway,
Kelly,
Jim Kelly,
Marino, and then you had Tony Eason and Ken O'Brien also taken.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that
one. Yeah, and those guys, they certainly didn't compare to. Todd Blackledge was the other one. Like Eason and O'Brien never really. They weren't awful. They were pretty decent quarterbacks. They just weren't in the Hall of Fame category.
So, yeah. Well, I think when you talk about that 2004 class, I think it would behoove you to remember that J.P. Lossman was also taken in that draft. So, yeah.
Well, we're just I think we're just counting the successes, right?
Never forget,
man. Best value in that draft, like okay, so the Chiefs took Todd Blackledge 7th, right? The Bills. They basically took Kelly at 14, and there was some concern that he would sign with them because he was playing for the Gamblers.
Yeah.
So I would say Kelly at 14 better than or greater than Blackledge at 7.
Yeah.
And then Dan Marino at 27 after Ken O'Brien. Pretty good value there.
Boy, another one that's kind of underrated, 2012, Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck in the same draft class.
That's a pretty good one.
And Kirk Cousins. And Bob Griffin and Ryan Tannehill, but we don't have to talk about that.
Like if you're just taking like
top three.
Yeah, take top three. That's competitive. It's not quite 83, but I think it's there. All right. Quick break. Aaron's getting mad because he's been playing the music a long time. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. Oh, 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 no, oh.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tall Chief, what are the odds of 2017 quarterback draft class ends up being one of the best with Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson? That's got potential. Mahomes is already an MVP. I think Trubisky, I think this is the year he takes a big jump. And I didn't like the pick at the time.
I didn't either. I think he's one of the most underrated guys in the league now, though.
Yeah, and I think Watson's going to have a pretty damn good career, too. So that's a good one to watch. Man, you know I'm fascinated with airplane stories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw this one. A Delta flight from Atlanta to Baltimore, one of the engines basically caught on fire and shut down while they were flying.
Was it during a gender reveal?
It was not. Now, that's, you want to reveal a gender, go ahead and throw something through a jet engine and then the color that comes out. That would be fine. Maybe throw your... No, don't do that. But they made a safe emergency landing at Raleigh-Durham. They had to divert to there. But apparently, the passengers heard a boom. Smoke started coming into the cabin. And that's when we really started freaking out. I'm okay with you freaking out there. Started slowing down a bit. It was getting hot and the air cut off. But then after the shock wore off, they settled into a weird, eerie sense of calm. So that's they're probably using the contrails from the plane inside the cabin so that you'd be nice and calm, right? But apparently nobody was hurt. And planes are designed to fly very safely with one engine, even across the Atlantic and Pacific. While it is unnerving, the safety is not a major factor. I still think seeing it on fire
isn't a little great.
No.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. The numbers for Trubisky, they ain't bad at all. 11-3 was his record last year.
Yeah, that's a positive.
67% passer.
Okay.
For reference, Deshaun was a 68% passer last year.
Okay.
So, and mind you, he missed two games. So 3,223 yards, 24 touchdowns, 12 picks.
That's solid.
QBR 72.8. For reference, Deshaun's QBR last year was 63.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and he runs the ball well. He's at over 500 rushing yards last season. Man, I think he's. Yeah, I'm with you. That guy's got an arrow up next to him.
Yeah, that's more. I think that's more rushing yards than Deshaun had last year.
I'll have to check. No, 421 rushing yards last year.
Okay.
For Trubisky, and looks like 500.
Okay.
550 for Deshaun.
All right.
So not far off, though.
But yeah, I think we could be talking about that draft class 5 years from now is pretty damn good.
But again,
I don't know, you're going to have three Hall of Famers.
I think you'll see some regression in Pat Mahomes this year.
Yeah, but I think regression from him is still going to be 38 or 40 touchdowns.
Could be.
I think a lot depends on the Tariq Hill stuff. Yeah, if you lose that, that's a pretty big weapon. And frankly, they weren't as good after Kareem Hunt was gone last year. And I think that's one of those things that moving forward, they're going to miss having him too. So, but I think Mahomes is, I like the guy a lot. 2011 quarterback draft, Locker, Ponder, Gabbert, Dalton, Kaepernick.
Boy, when Dalton's the gym.
Yeah. Somebody says Trubisky's ceiling is Alex Smith. I think he can be better than Alex Smith.
I think so too. And even if that's his ceiling, okay,
that's pretty good. Yeah, no, I think he's could throw the deep ball better than Alex Smith.
I do too.
For one thing,
and he's got more as the kids call it, arm talent.
Yeah, but I'm really impressed by that guy, and I like what the Bears have done. That might be one of my sleepers this year, and I don't mean playoff sleeper because I picked them to make playoffs last year, but I may pick them to go even farther than that.
Yeah.
Maybe even all the way. We'll see. But I do like what they've done, and I think that's a really good Wait, guys are coming with some really good stuff today.
The other thing about Alex Smith is it took him a while to... So, as I mentioned, Trubisky had 11 wins last season. It took Alex Smith 3 seasons to get to 11 wins. So,
yeah, although if you remember early in his career, he went through different offensive coordinators. Yeah. They didn't know how to use them. Turns out they should have drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And it took him a while to develop, which it does with some guys. I think Trubisky's well ahead of where Alex Smith was at this stage of his career, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he's also in a better situation with a better coach.
Better coach. And Alex Smith was 21 when he got to the league. Trubisky was 23.
Yeah.
So there's some differences, but...
Jay Garza said, what about 2017, Wentz, Prescott, Goff?
Not in the discussion.
Nah. I mean, I think Wentz and Goff, and Prescott's had good years, but I don't...
Those are three guys who look like they're pretty good. I don't know that there's one that I'm like, oh my God, that guy is just on a ship.
Wentz looked like it before he got hurt 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
you know who looked like it before they got hurt a couple years ago? Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that happens. Guys get hurt, and then they're not the same.
Yeah. I mean, I think, though, comparing those to Trubisky, Watson, Mahomes, is the Mahomes group has an MVP already.
Yeah.
Which is a leg up. And, you know, but I don't think it's ridiculous to compare those three.
But on the other side of that coin, Wentz and Goff, both their teams have been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yeah, one of them's team won, so... he wasn't there for it, but that I don't think that matters.
They weren't there without him,
right? They don't get that far unless he was having the season he was having. So, yeah, I think comparing those three to the Trubisky group ought to be interesting over the next few years. So, all right, guys, if you're tired of credit card bills, you're tired of those high interest rates, you want to pay off your credit card balances, start saving some money. How about you do this? Get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. They're going to get you rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19% APR. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And how about this, guys? No fees. No application fees, origination fees, transaction fees, no prepayment penalties either. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. The online application is so easy. You can do it right there on your phone. You'll get an answer quick. What they want to do is they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. It's fast, it's easy, and you can save a lot of money depending on what your credit card balances are. Right now, apply to get a special interest rate discount just for my listeners. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Fred.
Halfway through already.
I know. Halfway through the show, halfway through the week.
Yeah, this week has just flown by so far. Now that I say that, the show's going to start dragging. But
probably.
Nah, not really. Lamont asks, sir, a reason the baseball all-star thing is not a series. For it to be a serious event seems like it should be in a series format. I don't think you could get into...
Well, it's not a serious event.
Yeah, it's not. That's one thing. It's just basically for fun. And two, it's bad enough that you have to burn your pitchers.
Yeah, teams aren't looking to do that.
You don't want to have to do a best 2 or 3 or something like that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Last thing I need to do is start stretching out the season even further.
Yeah. So, I don't understand half of the texts I'm getting, but Titan Hugo asked, what are the odds Marcus Mariota plays 16 games this season?
2%.
Yeah. This is a big year for him. Somebody says, I hate how guys like Sammy Ball get brought up in the best 10 quarterbacks ever. The problem with guys like that, I never saw Sammy Ball play.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Sammy Ball.
When I was a kid, Fran Tarkenton was at the end of his career, so I got to see him. It was just such a different game, though. Like, you look at Joe Namath's stats compared to stats now, and a lot of quarterbacks were under 50% completion percentage and upside down on interceptions because basically defensive backs could maul receivers.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult to judge what a guy was. Everybody swears that Unitas was fantastic, again, before my time. It's just like Wilt Chamberlain. So it's hard for me to judge. I go by what people tell me. And even then, you're always going to be skeptical.
Right.
And to this day, I mean, I think...
Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim Brown apparently was a beast. But I never saw him play. And, you know, the best running back I ever saw was Barry Sanders. From my era, I think, it's just as far as the most talented guy.
Yeah, he's probably up there for me, too. But watching Bo Jackson when he was...
Yeah, for a shorter period, he was up there.
You saw Earl Campbell.
Earl was
again,
up there.
Again, that's a short time. But
yeah, I think Barry could have played another 3 years and put up even better numbers. Walter Payton would be on that list. And I think nowadays it's hard not to mention Adrian Peterson in that group,
yeah,
considering what he's done. But quarterback-wise, I would say before Brady, Montana was...
To me, Montana was the unquestioned greatest.
And, you know, I think Elway was up there, especially as just an individual talent. But honestly, it's almost like Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl. Those Super Bowls that he had at the end of his career, he wasn't the player that he was earlier.
Yeah.
They just had a better team around him. But to get to as many as they did, when there was a time when he was the only player on that team. Marino, obviously. A guy who I thought was fantastic also for a shorter time, Dan Fouts. Not a name you hear a lot. That guy was incredible. And, I'm also not, I'm never going to be the guy that says, oh.
Yeah, but what, did you ever see Joey Harrington?
I did see Joey Harrington.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I think that the Texans got the draft pick right when they took David Carr.
Okay, but they could have had Joey Harrington.
They could have had Joey Harrington. Boy, that a hell of a choice there, right? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. This way says Terry Bradshaw, worst stats of a Hall of Fame quarterback by far.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, here's the other, I think.
That's why I laugh when Terry Bradshaw talks about other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you realize that just because you were on a great team, that's why you're in the Hall of Fame.
There were Hall of Famers all around him, like two receivers and a running back. And
honestly, you can say the same thing for Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Both counts. But also, it's not really fair, again, to compare guys like that to guys now because it was the pre-salary cap era. You could keep a team like the Steelers together for a decade. That Cowboys team you were able to keep together because didn't have a salary cap. But now you can't do it. You have to constantly tweak your roster. That's what makes a Patriot so impressive. And, you know, frankly, even a team like the Saints, year in, year out, to continue to churn that roster and have a team that can compete. Because most of the time you see teams have a 3 or 4 year run and then they disappear.
Yeah.
Or they could be the Texans.
And just be mediocre forever.
Yeah.
By the way, for people who, I think we kind of knew this was going to be the case, but Schefter tweeted out today that the Texans will indeed go without a general manager for the 2019 season and basically rely on Easterby and Bezurgin and Chris Olsen to run all the operations as like a group effort, but they're not going to get a GM. Presumably because they think Caserio will be here next year, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what it is. And
if that doesn't happen, how bad do the Texans look?
Oh, well, they already look bad.
At what point do we start to say, man, this isn't a good franchise? Because I feel like their stock is down over the last couple years with some of the decisions they've made.
Yeah, although, I mean, I don't know if they're... I think they have to bottom out to become a bad franchise. They have to totally go Buffalo Bill, Cleveland Brown.
I mean, are they any different than the Bengals?
No, they're pretty much the Bengals right now.
I mean, do we consider the Bengals a good franchise? I don't.
No, but they...
But the Texans are kind of the Bengals.
Kind of.
You know what keeps the Texans from being the Bengals completely is Deshaun Watson. That's the only thing separating you from being the Bengals. And the Bengals make the playoffs more consistently.
Well, they haven't the last couple of years. So, I mean, I think you're talking about Bengals from 3 or 4 years ago that were making the playoffs every year and never winning. Again, making the playoffs is... There's a lot of teams that would kill for that. Yeah. And then there's a lot of teams that it's old hat. They're just mediocre, man. They're not a great franchise. They're not a bad franchise. They're just mediocre. But this is a turning point. When you go to this and you say, we're going to turn this over to a pastor and a head coach.
Yeah. So,
and
okay.
A capologist.
Let's play a game where we rank the four franchises in the AFC South, most respected to least respected at this point. How do you rank them?
Well, are we talking about...
Franchise top to bottom, who's got the best team going in next year.
Are we talking about national perspective, or are we talking about how we see them here?
National perspective. What do you think it is?
I think that...
And then I'm curious if you think differently, if you think the national perspective is off.
I think it would be between the Texans and Colts, and then Titans, Jaguars, nationally.
Okay.
And I think the Texans are more highly regarded nationally than they are here.
Okay.
Now, should they be is a question. And we get this with RJ all the time, right?
It's like,
why do you guys think this team is this? And it's like,
it's funny that the Colts, you said it's between the Colts and the Texans. I mean, the Colts have a somewhat recent Super Bowl. They've had pretty solid playoff success over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but they've got a buffoon for an owner, and they happen to get the number one pick twice at the right time.
Yeah. I mean, the Titans have been to a Super Bowl. Been to AFC Championship game. The Jags have been to an AFC Championship game. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk that the Texans are better than anybody.
Yeah, but I mean, what are your criteria? That's my thing. You're asking me to rank.
That the Jaguars are dead last. Yeah.
Asking me to rank perception of franchises? Which is if that's the case,
let me ask you what you think they are. How do you think? How would you respect them 1 through 4?
At this point, I mean,
like, let's say they were all on the table for the exact same asking price. Which one would you buy if you had, endless money? You were looking to buy it.
You buy the biggest market.
So you would buy Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would change some things. But yeah, I mean, no. If all the teams were for sale, yes, you always take Houston over Indy and Nashville and Jacksonville. Just you're gonna make a ton of money. Look at all the oil money we have here. Look at all the businesses. I mean,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
But
about,
I mean, are you going to buy the Jets over the Patriots?
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay,
I probably would, because I don't think the Patriots are going to stay the Patriots forever, and New York's always New York.
You'd buy the Giants over the Cowboys?
No, Dallas has a pretty good national brand. I think if I had a choice of a team nationally,
you'd buy the Cowboys.
I think Cowboys would be my first choice. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I think your second choice would be the Raiders, because you'd be living in Vegas.
Well, there is that. The Raiders would be up there, but Giants and Jets would be up there. And I'm guessing if I look at Forbes franchise values, I'm naming the top 4 or 5. So there's no real surprise there.
I bet the Patriots have to be up there.
Yeah, they are.
Cowboys, Patriots, Giants, Rams, Redskins, Niners, Bears, Jets are the top 8.
See, like the Rams... I don't really want...
It's a big market.
It is a big market, but I'm kind of out on L.A.
Okay.
I don't want to have to own a team there.
Do you want to own the 49ers?
No.
Where people are pooping all over the streets?
Nope. You know what? San Francisco, love visiting there.
You're not going to California. You're not buying in California.
I'm totally out of California.
Okay.
And
you would buy you would buy the Niners and move them to Sacramento, is what you're saying?
No.
Where people don't poop in the street.
No, I would move them to the Vegas side of Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. How's
okay.
that?
Yeah, that'll work.
No, I want no part of California anymore. I lived out there for a couple months, and that was a long time ago, and I enjoyed it, but it's like, I swear when I left there, I'd never live there.
I guess my whole thing is, it's just, to me, it's weird that the Texans, to me, are, as far as performance and everything else, they're probably somewhere around the middle of the league as far as, how well a franchise is run. But I think in the last couple of years, and decisions like this make me think that they've got to be below average.
Well, this could certainly backfire. There's no question, because I think we all ask, what has Bill O'Brien done to deserve this kind of power?
Yeah.
Well, he's got it now, and we'll find out. But we've seen this time and time again. Somebody mentioned Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. Same kind of thing. I might live in Sonoma.
But, I mean, God, at least Chip Kelly's, accomplished something.
Yeah, but he also kind of tore him down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know that what Chip Kelly did in Philadelphia would be enough for this team.
No.
Where they are. Sonoma, I would live in. That's the only place in California. Sonoma.
San Diego?
No, I'd live in Del Mar.
Okay.
Or La Jolla. But it'd be so expensive that.
I would live in Bakersfield or Riverside or Fresno.
Like Fresno, do you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I don't. I just, there's so much about, I mean, the weather's beautiful, but I'm not about that earthquake life and homeless and everything else. I mean, we have a bad homeless problem here, but it's nothing compared to San Francisco.
Well, apparently nothing compared to Austin now.
Is Austin gotten bad too?
They've made it legal for homeless to camp on the streets.
Oh boy. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com today. Keep up with the weather for one thing. And got my column up for the week. There's a bunch of other good stuff on there. Check it out.
AKA says, will the Rockets end up like the Weber Sacramento Kings? Could have won a title just short with the window closing. I mean, maybe. I guess that's a reasonable comp. I felt like that Kings team was better than this team. But
yeah,
both of them
ran. Although, I don't know that the Lakers team they kept running into, I don't think was better than the Warriors.
That's what I'm saying. The thing that they have in common is they both ran into an all-time great team.
Yeah. It's probably a fair comp.
Yeah.
Bengal fan not happy. Whoa, let's not bring the Bengals into this. Bengals will have a better record than the Texans this year based off schedule. Well, they couldn't win a playoff game. They at least made it to the postseason consistently.
Well, but
in a better division, that's fair.
That is fair.
Who would you rather have coach the Texans this year, Bill O'Brien or Marvin Lewis, Cleveland from Cincinnati? Neither.
I'd rather have neither, yeah.
I'd rather have hired Frank Reich last year. Before the Colts did. So, but yeah, I
don't know if the Bengals will have a better record.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the Texans are going to be. I don't think not having a general manager matters that much at this point, because is the supplemental draft today? Did they do anything? Was that today or tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Cause okay. You'll have a decision to make there. Apparently there's that safety from, Washington State they're interested in, and that would have to be something you decide, because you give up a draft pick next year. You have to churn the bottom of the roster. Yeah, maybe you trade Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know. But how much would a GM be doing?
Looks like it was today, and the Cardinals were the only one who made a pick.
Okay.
They took Jalen Thompson.
Okay. So the Texans weren't that interested, as it turned out. What round?
Doesn't say. I'm trying to read faster.
Oh,
I'm okay. A slow reader.
Of course you are.
All right. Well, while you're doing
well, here's another. This is another team that I'm looking at, and I would say kind of comps to the Texans these days.
They're getting rid of their fifth round pick for him.
Okay.
So this is a team. This team's record since 2011. So the last eight seasons, 10-6, 4-12. Well, and 10-6, they lost a wild card game. 4-12, 7-9, 11-5, lost a wild card game. 7-9, 9-7, lost a wild card game. 9-7, 6-10. I mean, if you didn't know the Texans' record year by year, would you say, oh, that's maybe close to what the Texans have been?
Yeah.
I mean, they have about the same amount of peaks and valleys.
Well, since O'Brien's been here, there's only been the one losing season. And there were what, three losing seasons in there? Four?
Yeah, but that's over eight seasons also. Yeah. But that team, that's the Detroit Lions. The Texans aren't way different than the Lions. The Texans are way more respected nationally than the Lions, but they're not a lot different.
Yeah, I kind of think the comp is the Falcons.
Falcons went to a Super Bowl.
They did, but I think if you look year to year, they're very similar to me. I mean, their
playoff success has to play into it, though.
It does, and that one run was great, but I also think they've had some disappointing playoff runs and fired a coach in there. So, and they've had some losing, they've had more losing records in that stretch. Because I'm just basing it on since O'Brien's been here.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you compare. But I think the Falcons are a sexier Texan.
A much sexier Texan. I mean, they had...
I don't know about much sexier.
They went to a Super Bowl. They had the MVP of the league on their team. I mean, I think they're much sexier.
Texans had a guy who was almost MVP on the defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
That's the Texans' way, almost.
Yeah, well, the Falcons almost didn't choke the Super Bowl, too.
The Falcons also have three playoff wins in the last three seasons. How many do the Texans have?
They have your one against the Raiders.
Okay. Like it's the Raiders with a fourth string quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, if you compare the four teams in both divisions, you've got the Saints who would match up with the Colts of, you know, you've got the quarterback, you've got the team that's basically a contender every year. You've got the Falcons who are better than the Texans, but Texans would still be in that number two spot. You've got the Panthers who got really close, just like the Titans. And then you've got the Jaguars who are a dumpster fire, just like Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I think if you compare it that way, it makes a little bit more sense.
If we're comparing Jacksonville to Tampa Bay, Jacksonville is a sexier Tampa Bay. I think. I don't know. Should we even have football in Florida anymore?
Probably not.
Isn't it just a waste?
I mean, there's not a good franchise there.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day. When do you think the last time the Bucks went to the playoffs was?
Was it Gruden?
It was.
Oh, God.
2007 was their last playoff appearance.
They're the Buffalo Bills. They're the NFC Bills.
Except they've got a Super Bowl win.
Yeah. One Super Bowl win versus four losses.
Boy. I mean, that's pretty wild to get. I mean, the history of that franchise, they're a 38% winner.
Oh. All right. Well, let me get to my gym because that is not a gym.
No.
That is far from a gym. That is a turd. Let's say you've got a controlled substance on you, and law enforcement officers are looking for you, and they catch you because you fart. Apparently, he farted so loudly, the police officers looking for him could hear it.
Oh, boy.
And
what was he?
He was hiding.
What was he accused of?
Possession of a controlled substance.
Okay.
So, if you're going to fart that loud. So he was on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance. But apparently, as he was hiding, he ripped a big one. So, unfortunately, no one was injured during his arrest. So, here's Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I found a list of winning percentage for each franchise since the year 2000.
Texans were 2002.
So as close as you can get to their entire franchise life.
Right.
Where do you think the Texans rank?
16.
Lower.
Well, they did have like three really awful years to start off. So I wouldn't think they'd be lower than 20.
24th.
Wow.
121 and 151. The teams with a worse percentage than them, Arizona, who we can agree is that's a worse franchise than the Texans.
Yeah.
The Bucks, worse franchise than the Texans. The Redskins, I think probably a worse franchise. They just have a long history. Buffalo, worse franchise than the Texans. Jacksonville, worse. Oakland, worse. Detroit, I mean, I think they're, at least recently, they're not way far off, but they're probably worse than the Texans. And then the Browns, of course, 307 winning percentage for the Browns. That means some of the teams ranked ahead of the Texans. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Titans, Panthers, the Rams, 49ers. I mean, they're 24th. And that doesn't even take into account playoff success, which the Texans have had minimal amount of. Whereas teams like, the 49ers have won a Super Bowl. The Rams have been to a Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know what I think of this franchise right now.
Well, have the 49ers won a Super Bowl since 2000?
They lost a Super Bowl since 2000. They may not have won.
No, I don't think they've won one since the 90s. At some point, it's just like Rockets fan has to quit claiming those.
No, you're right.
Titles. The Cowboys fan probably needs to quit claiming those. I think it's probably time to put San Francisco's to bed as well.
Yeah, you're right.
So, because that's not, by then, it's not even the same owners. It's not the same franchise in reality. So,
yeah, one Super Bowl appearance since then.
Yeah, where they should have beaten the Ravens.
Should have.
But didn't.
Didn't get the job done. All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you're looking to save money on your home insurance, listen up. If you make $500,000 a year and you find yourself with no money, like that dummy in Kansas, he could probably use an extra $870. That's what you could save with TGS, maybe even more. It's so simple. Here's what you do. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply with that, and they're going to send you a full quote, and it's going to be excellent coverage. You're going to get it within 15 seconds. And again, most people, the average customer, saving over $870 in 2019. This company is legit. The savings are real. Their online rating is nearly perfect. And they're going to take care of all the headache and the hassle of the paperwork and the back end stuff. So you don't have to worry about that. You just sit back and save dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now. You can never kill my
Stream your favorite shows on ESPN975.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.